My name is Viviane Altieri, and I was born in Rome on December 19th, 1970. I am from Italy, and a lot of people are already familiar with my country. First of all, it has a funny shape because it's shaped like a boot, as you can see from my necklace. And I think people associate Italy with a very vibrant culture. We love art, history, music, and who doesn't like Italian food? So I was surrounded by the Colosseum, the Vatican, and a lot of other beautiful monuments. I actually just came back from Rome. I came back 2 days ago, where we celebrated my brother's 50th birthday. And as you can see, for me, going back home for a birthday celebration, that should be an indication of how close my family is. I have two older siblings, so I was the baby of the family. And sometimes when I go there, they still treat me like that, although I'm no longer a baby. And so my brother is called Piero, and he's 6 years older than me, are very much alike. And my sister in the middle, Ilaria, she was always the object of our little pranks. So I have to say that growing up, it was always coming up with new jokes and new things that we could do together. Because I spend also so much of my free time with my brother, I learned how to play soccer. My mom was a very special woman, and she was a pediatrician. She was a doctor for children. She was very good with all of us. One of the stories that I like to talk about is my very first experience outside Italy. We have a home by the seaside in Rome, and we decided to do a house swap with a family in London. And would you believe that we drove from Rome all the way to London? Obviously, we got on a boat to make it all the way to London. And I have to say that probably that experience outside Italy is what has triggered my love for other countries and the English language, which eventually after college brought me to Pittsburgh. Italy is a tiny country in comparison to the US. Our culture differs a lot from region to region. And that has also some historical explanations to it, because Italy was conquered by a lot of other countries. So we have French influence, Spanish influence, the Arabs, and so forth. So Rome is going to be very different from Milan or Palermo. And so the language, although there is an official Italian, there are still dialects that differ from each other. The food is very different. It is really like a magic cube. You know, every part of Italy is going to bring different things to offer. I came to the United States on a $100 bet that I have made with two students from Duquesne University as I was studying in Russia. And for me to leave my mom behind and everyone else and just come here not knowing too many people, it could have been a very, I don't know, threatening experience. But it just turned out to be very, very easy. People wanted to help me, maybe because they heard the accent and they realized that I was not from here. And I actually remember I came here on December 17th. So probably in a couple of months, it's going to be 20 years that I've been here. My first impression when I first came here was that everything was much bigger. Like, the supermarkets were huge, like they could be a town on their own. Schools are very technologically advanced. And I have to say that as I traveled throughout many countries, I found a lot of similarities. Especially, you know, people here in Pittsburgh are extremely friendly. They're very family oriented and they're funny. They love their sports. And they're very similar to Italians. How the Italians will say goodbye will be ciao ciao. And I wanted to say grazie, which is thank you for this lovely time with each one of you.